Good evening. This is the Prime Evening News for today, Thursday, July 27th, 2017. I am Richie Farrell, and here are your headlines. Reserve South MP Joshua Francis says he supports some areas of the budget but expected much more. U.S. Coast Guard investigating collision between recreational boat and a commercial passenger vessel off Puerto Rico. Sweden Prime Minister Stefan Löfven says his minority government will not resign despite a security crisis. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. More details to follow.
Stove broke down? At Courts, we've got one for you. Or how about a bigger TV to binge watch your favorite show? Family game night is more fun with one of the sets we've got. Or take your home fitness to the next level and find the perfect mattress to help you rest better. At Courts, we've got it all. Courts, bringing value home.
In more news, former government minister Henry Dyer says there is a need for more concentration to be placed on Dominica's future generation. With increasing concerns surrounding rising unemployment and crime rates, Dyer says focus needs to be placed on young men on the island. He is advocating for establishment of a skills program targeting young men.
And you know, a few years ago, when I was actively involved in politics, I did make a statement to the effect that we needed to establish a man's desk just as they had established a woman's desk, because women felt that they were being left behind. And we established a woman's desk, and that desk did a lot. As a matter of fact, when I made the statement of establishing a man's desk, the women came down on me, you know, in that sense. And interestingly, Jamaica and St. Vincent took it up. And I understand they did the same thing. I think we need to concentrate on our young men. If you look at it, the men, women are outshining the men. I hope we can establish a serious skills program where our men, young men, can go there and get trained if they are not academically inclined, but they can go there and get trained in the carpentry, in plumbing, in all this, and get them on the ground.
In more news, one adult male is being sought in relation to a shooting incident which left one man of Lobia nursing gunshot wounds at the Princess Margaret Hospital. According to police reports, Ole Dazel Etienne, age 20, sustained gunshot wounds to his legs while in the vicinity of the Lubia public convenience. Police PRO Pelham John Baptist has more details on the matter.
Investigations have commenced into a shooting incident which occurred at Lubia and which has left one adult male of Lubia nursing gunshot wounds to both his legs. It was reported to the police that about 8 a.m. on Thursday, the 27th of July, 2017, 20-year-old Ole Dazel Etienne sustained gunshot wounds to both his legs while in the vicinity of the Lubier public convenience. Etienne was transported to the accident and emergency department of the Princess Margaret Hospital, where he received medical attention and was admitted. One adult male is being sought by the police in relation to this shooting incident. Anyone with information which can assist the police with the investigations can contact the Criminal Investigations Department at telephone numbers 266-5164, 266-5165, and 266-5119, or Crime Stoppers Dominica at telephone number 1-800-8477. The Commonwealth of Dominica Police Force, which is 20-year-old Ole Dazel Etienne of Lubier, a speedy recovery.
Roseau South MP Joshua Francis says he is in support of quite a number of areas outlined in the 2017-2018 national budget. Among the areas highlighted are rehabilitation works in his constituency, allocation of resources for children with disabilities, and the reopening of a major manufacturing firm here on island. Nonetheless, Francis says the government has failed to offer a stimulating package critical to take Dominica to a higher level of economic growth.
Generally, I thought that the government would have provided more stimulation, a more stimulating package to take Dominica to a higher level of economic growth. But again, this government has focused a lot on social programs. And if you listen carefully, you will have noticed that the Prime Minister gave quite a number of small packages which would improve the people's lives by handout, as opposed to stimulate the economy. You see, when you grow an economy, inevitably, the people will be empowered and will be in a better position to take care of themselves. But this government continues to focus heavily on social programs. Of course, another area, though the government spoke about of PPP, nonetheless, the budget did not have enough to really grow the private sector. Even where the Prime Minister spoke about providing for our graduates when they come back, you know, in terms of small businesses, that is where the government is making a mistake. Because even if you give a man $100,000 to open a small business, if the consumers are not empowered, they don't have the disposable income, eventually that business is going to fail.
In more news, a National Fiscal Policy Panel, NFPP, will be established in this financial year as the government seeks to build a modern, prosperous Dominica. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit made the announcement as he presented his over $800 million budget to Parliament today under the theme Realizing a Modern, Prosperous Dominica. Skerrit says the government recognizes that a new mode of governance is needed to implement the transformation required to effect a modern, prosperous Dominica. Therefore, the Prime Minister says the NFPP will, among other things, advise the government on economic and fiscal policies.
To achieve our goal of realizing a modern, prosperous Dominica, this will require a different mode of governance. We will seek to implement governance that is more consultative and able to quickly identify challenges and solutions, one that makes policy choices and decisions based on regional and international evidence, as well as our local experience, and one that is unafraid to regularly expose itself to independent expert scrutiny. We propose in this budget to establish a National Fiscal Policy Panel, NFPP, made up of three independent experts with outstanding international reputations, to provide the government, parliament, and the nation with independent economic advice on matters relating to tax and spending policy during this transformation.
He says, however, building a modern, prosperous Dominica requires a skilled population.
If we are to be a modern, prosperous nation, our people must be highly skilled and engaged in value-added activities that are globally competitive. It is important to spell this out and to explain what it is not. Skill, knowledge-based, value-added, and outward orientation must be the hallmark of the new modern Dominica. We will not be prosperous without a highly skilled population. It means that our primary investment must be in developing the skills of our population. But the modern challenge is that the skills of today and tomorrow are not the same as those of yesterday, and are often not those taught in traditional educational establishment.
In more news, the Dominica Country Conference University of the West Indies Open Campus should seek to establish an accurate definition of what it means to be Kalinago. That's the view of the chairman of the Atkinson Antrizal Village Council, Paul Barron. The conference, which was officially launched on Monday, is scheduled for the 9th and 10th of August 2017 and will be held at the Kalinago Barana under the theme Reclaiming Indigenous Heritage to Define Kalinago Destiny. Barron said the conference will generate dialogue on creating a foundation for the Kalinago people.
Let me just say that as a descendant of the great Kalinago tribe, I've always been concerned about the past of my people and keenly interested in its future. Although there is no true accurate definition of what it means to be Kalinago, except for what is manifested in the very life of a Kalinago. The Dominica Country Conference 2017, therefore, is an opportune time to generate dialogue and to motivate collaboration toward establishing a foundation from which we can build and develop as a people, but more so to generate political, social, academic, and economic discourse among the national populace, and in particularly the youth, on which the responsibility of the continuation of our race.
Chairman of the Atkinson and Trizzle Village Council, Paul Barron. Meantime, Development Officer in the Ministry of Kalinago Affairs, Kosie Frederick, highlighted the importance of cementing the Kalinago history in Dominica's culture.
Throughout the history of the Kalinago territory, throughout the history of Dominica, the aspects of the heritage have been discounted for a very, very long time. I was asked one time, is the difference between Creole culture and Kalinago culture? I laughed. Because I know, and most of us know, that the Creole culture is built on three pillars. An African pillar, a Kalinago pillar, and a European pillar. So there will not be a Creole culture if Kalinago is not part of it. So it's very, very important to cement our existence and to a certain extent make some of us feel guilty that we are discounting the Kalinago aspect of our heritage. And that is in a sense, that's what the purpose of the conference is. It's a gathering of minds of people who have done work in the Kalinago territory, who have focused their energies from archaeology to political development to governance to anthropology. And all of this material is there, but it is not easily accessed. One of the reasons I know it's not accessed is that we don't read. The Dominican population is not involved in reading. It's not part of our culture to read. So the material sits on a shelf in a library, and we don't know it exists. So the conference is to unearth all of those.
In more news, the issuing of voter ID cards to the Dominican populace is something that has been circulating the airwaves in Dominica for years. A member of Dominica's Electoral Commission, Wayne James, says the matter has still not been addressed by the government of Dominica, led by Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit. James believes the government has corrupted the electoral process through the practice of cheating and bribery. He says the government must ensure that the next general elections are free and fair for all political parties involved. As a result, he's urging the administration to allow the commission to carry out its duties independently.
Right now, we are at a standstill in terms of the work that we are supposed to be doing. Because right now on Ireland, we have all the machine necessary to start enrolling persons so that every Dominican that is eligible can have a voter ID card in their hand for the next general election. So we are at that stage. We have to engage enrollment officers, but that has to be done within the laws. And this is one of the things, the amendments that has to be made. Also the voter ID card, because this was not something that was in our laws. So, but we have seen that because of the corruptness in terms of the treating and bribery that the government wanted to bring to our parliament, the People's Parliament again, that because the people stood up, the Prime Minister decides that he must adjourn the House and all of the matters relating to the electoral process of this country is on the back. I'm calling on Roosevelt's care. Please release the independent electoral commission and allow us to proceed with the work that the Constitution requires us to do.
The United States Coast Guard is investigating a collision between a recreational boat and a commercial passenger vessel that occurred on Tuesday night in Puerto Rico. Coast Guard watch standers in Sector San Juan received a radio call on VHF Channel 16 at approximately 9:50 p.m. on Tuesday from the recreational vessel Andrea, a 33-foot Hydra Sport with 10 passengers on board, who requested assistance following a collision with La Nena 2, a commercial passenger vessel transporting 28 passengers and two crewmen. And Sweden's Prime Minister Stefan Löfven says his minority government will not resign despite a security crisis over the handling of sensitive public data. He said two ministers would leave their posts rejecting calls for a snap election. Citing Brexit and security, he said, "I won't put Sweden in political crisis." Meanwhile, the main opposition bloc said a vote of no confidence in a third minister would go ahead after the parliament recess. That's the Prime Evening News, but first a recap of our headlines. Roseau South MP Joshua Francis says he supports some areas of the budget, but expected much more. U.S. Coast Guard investigating collision between recreational boat and a commercial passenger vessel off Puerto Rico. And Sweden Prime Minister Stefan Löfven says his minority government will not resign despite a security crisis. The news was brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. If you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website at q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. For any breaking story or latest development, send us your iReports via text or WhatsApp message to the number 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team, I am Richie Farrell.